Blackstone presents Abortion Rights, For and Against by Kate Greasley and Christopher Kaiser. This book is read by Esther Wayne and Chris A. Bell.
Preface and Acknowledgements. The authors of this work passionately, vehemently, and steadfastly disagree about the moral and the legal permissibility of abortion. One of us, Kate Greasley, describes herself as strongly pro-choice. The other author, Christopher Kaiser, would call himself strongly pro-life. But we do agree that the legal and ethical question of abortion is of signal importance. We agree that political, cultural, and social debate about this topic is enhanced by civil disagreement, in which opposing views are openly aired and subject to intense criticism and rational scrutiny. Most importantly, we value the freedom of speech that makes possible the rational pursuit of deeper insights into political, ethical, and legal issues such as abortion. We are also alike in appreciating the possibility of moral error in our own conclusions. Thus, even while we remain resolute in those conclusions, we recognise that it is worthwhile to engage in thoughtful and respectful exchanges with others, and to listen and learn from one another. Veterans of philosophical abortion argument will no doubt notice that we do not disagree with one another about every element of the traditional debate. While this may sacrifice something in the breadth of the argument, it is, we believe, more than compensated for by the ability to reach greater depth on the matters about which we do disagree. It also means that the book better emulates a real conversation between two people who are engaging with one another not in their capacity as representatives of a cause, but as individual thinkers who find some arguments on both sides more intriguing and potentially convincing than others. What we find to be the most compelling arguments weighing down on our own or our interlocutor's side, other people may not. Again, this makes the book more of a unique dialogue than a textbook of arguments for and against abortion rights. But it is in this respect in particular that we hope it will contribute something of value to the existing discussion. The hope is that readers whose sympathies lie on either side of the debate, or indeed are as yet undecided, we'll find within this one conversation some arguments and objections upon which it is worth reflecting, and will perhaps at least deepen their understanding of the other side's point of view. Christopher Kaiser would like to thank the James Madison Program at Princeton University for providing the initial support for this project. He would also like to thank firstthingsthepublicdiscourse.com and the NC...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?